know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added the...
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Are you ready? You better get ready.
Ray I.
This is your host, Ray I, with the Vogel Bogger, Matty G, and Peanut. What a Saturday morning, big three-day weekend. We just want to make sure that everybody realizes
why we're doing this.
Why they get to enjoy everything they can enjoy. Today, Memorial Day, we honor all of those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. The true meaning of Memorial Day, remembrance, a tribute to the men and women in uniform that gave it all for our freedom. Memorial Day is observed the last Monday of May. It was formerly known as Decoration Day. I remember those. That means we're old, right, Vogler?
Yes.
It commemorates all the men and women who have died in military service in the United States. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials on Memorial Day, traditionally seen as the start of the summer season. Memorial Day started as an event to honor Union soldiers who had died during the Civil War. It was inspired by the way people in southern states honored their dead. After World War I, it was extended to include all men and women who died in any war or military action. Of this day did not come to the use until after World War II. Decoration Day and the Memorial Day used to be held on May 30th. Regardless of the day of the week which it fell, in 1968, the Uniform Holidays Bill was passed as part of a move to use federal holidays to create three-day weekends. This meant that from 1971, Memorial Day holiday has been officially observed the last Monday in May. We've got a little segment here that is unbelievable. This is the true meaning of Memorial Day, Vogel Bogger, and we're going to play this and take it right into the break and really listen to the words. This is an American warrior from Vietnam at Arlington Cemetery, the true meaning of Memorial Day.
The timeless words spoken by President Lincoln at the Gettysburg battlefield continue to echo loudly throughout the land today. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. As we honor the fallen today, we must remember that freedom is never free, and that so many have given their lives to preserve it. America is the brightest beacon of freedom in the world today, and the staggering cost of this freedom is buried in cemeteries all across the USA. President Ronald Reagan once said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. In order to ensure that those we honor today did not die in vain, we must keep the fire of freedom burning brightly, and we must not be the generation that lets that fire go out. Or as President Reagan continued, one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men and women were free. We know what our military does every day to keep us free, and we know the price the fallen have paid to keep us free. But what part do we ordinary citizens play? Well, we stay vigilant. We get involved. We vote. We hold our elected officials accountable. We support our troops and their families. And we never take our freedom for granted. You know, we weren't just ordinary citizens when we banded together, defeated British tyranny, and conceived this magnificent nation. And we aren't just ordinary citizens today. We are American citizens. And because we are free, we are in charge of our own destiny. We, the people, are responsible for the future of an America where freedom, opportunity, and prosperity continue to flourish. Friends, if we lose freedom here, there is nowhere else to go, and we owe it to every single one of the American patriots we honor today to never, ever let that happen. 40 years ago today in Vietnam, I attended a Memorial Day service for the soldiers in my unit who had been killed in action during the month of May, 1970. Lined up in a neat row were 30 pairs of combat boots. There was an M16 with bayonet affixed, stuck in the ground behind each pair of boots. Perched atop each rifle was the soldier's steel helmet. In a war zone memorial service like this, the helmet signifies the fallen soldier, the inverted rifle with bayonet signals a break in the action and a time for prayer, and the boots represent the final march of the last battle. As the brigade chaplain slowly walked down this row of battle crosses, solemnly reading the names of our fallen brothers, young men hardened by war openly wept. On that overcast day in May, 10,000 miles from home and surrounded by my fellow soldiers, I felt the meaning of Memorial Day. Its meaning can never be fully captured by words on a page, lyrics in a song, or images of war flashed on a TV screen. No, its real meaning carves out a place in the heart with memories that can still wake you up in the middle of the night, 40 years later. The Bible tells us there is no greater love than to give your life for another. Our fallen comrades have demonstrated that love for us. Just think about that for a moment. Brave Americans, most of whom did not know us personally, nor we them, gave their precious lives so we could be free. In a few minutes, taps will be played, and like many of you, a tear will most likely come to my eye. Every time I hear taps, that Memorial Day in Vietnam immediately comes to mind, and I think of a poem by Walt Whitman about two soldiers killed in battle, a father and his son, who are buried next to each other. Standing at their graves, he writes, "The moon gives you light, and the bugles and the drums give you music. And my heart, O my soldiers, my veterans, my heart gives you love." This, to me, is what Memorial Day is all about. Love. Love of freedom, love of country, and love for all the brave American patriots like David, who after they answered the call of duty, gave their lives for you and for me. May God bless all those we honor here today. May God bless our troops. and may God continue to bless the United States of America.